live now. Thank you so much. We are back. Let us continue. Let us continue where we left at, and may God continue blessing you and guiding you in a time like this. Let us grasp. Okay. We will start from here. At this crisis, all are called upon to take their position. We must stand apart from those who are determined to make shipwreck our faith. We must not sell our Lord at any price. The time has come when even in the church and in our institutions, some will depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. But God will keep that which is committed to him. Let us draw near to him, that he may draw near to us. Let us bear a plain, clear testimony, right to the point, that hypnotism is being used, or hypnosis is being used by those who have departed from the faith, and that we are not to link up with them. Through those who depart from the faith, the power of the enemy will be exercised to lead others astray. Letter 2-7, July 14, 1904. Selected Messages, Volume 3, page 411 and page 412. Christ is our sufficiency. Christ is our sufficiency. Those who indeed receive him as a personal savior will reveal honesty and integrity in all their dealings. There will be no robbery, no underhand dealing. We are to be rooted and built up in Christ our Lord, the Word of God, that we may not be carried away by the science of the great deceiver. Already, some are departing from the faith, giving in to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. There are those who boast that they have been studying science for years. But what has this science done for them? Just as what it did for Satan in the heavenly courts. That of 141, 1905. Satan has his allies in men, and evil angels in human form will appear to men and present before them such glowing representations of what they will be able to do. If they only hear their suggestions, that often they change their penitence for defiance. Letter 122, August 1905. Our greatest danger will come from men who have lifted up their souls unto vanity, idol worship, and who have not heeded the words of reproof and warnings which come from God. They have gone back to Egypt. This is a message to be given to the ends of the earth, to prepare the people of the earth for the second coming of Jesus Christ. My brother, be faithful. Be faithful. Our greatest danger will come from men who have lifted up their souls unto vanity, and who have not heeded the words of reproof and warning coming from God. When men choose their own way and their own mind, there is always danger for the tempter, clothed in the angels' robes and clothings, will be close before them, uniting his power and influence with theirs. The enemy of Christ and God will open before them many things, presenting his bribes in an attractive character, which are deceptive and alluring. These they will present to the people of God, and many will be deceived, and will work in wrong lines. Without an entire transformation of character, human beings cannot enter the old city. Amidst the abounding iniquity in the world, we are to receive and believe in Jesus Christ as a personal Savior. Only thus can we receive power to become the sons of God. The striving soul, cooperating with Jesus Christ, becomes a partaker of the divine nature, escaping the corruption that is in the world through lust. The power of a godly example will often be effective in the conversion of the most bitter persecutors of God's people. The power of a godly example will often be effective in the conversion of the most bitter persecutors of God's people. A godly example is what is needed in these last days. Thank you for joining us. I can see your messages from Canada, from the United States of America, from Taiwan, from Kenya, from Uganda, from Tanzania, from East Africa. Okay, I can see you are well represented from Morocco. Okay, from Mexico, from Brazil, from Niger, from Libya, from China, from Taiwan, Thailand, from Australia, from New Zealand, from Philippines, from Indonesia, all the way from India, Places from Saudi Arabia, from Chad, from Mali, Argentina, Mauritania, Spain, United Kingdom. Thank you so much for joining us from Kenya, from Iceland. I see someone again from Kenya again. Greenland and so much. Okay, not Greenland, from Canada. That's where I was saying that upper part. Thank you so much from Argentina, from Chile, from Brazil. Okay, from Jamaica, Dominican Republic, from Cuba. Okay, Mexico. Okay, Italy, thank you so much for joining us in a time like this. Let us continue. Without an entire transformation of character, human beings cannot enter the holy city. Amidst the abounding iniquity, we are to receive and believe in Jesus Christ as a personal Savior. Only thus can we receive power to become the sons of God. The striving soul, cooperating with Jesus Christ, becomes a partaker of the divine nature, escaping the corruptions that is in the world through lust. The power of a godly example will often be effective in the conversion of the most bitter persecutors of God's people. A righteous example, so contrary to the policy of the world, surprises worldlings and leads them to power at the cross of Jesus Christ. Not one soul with sins unconfessed and repented and unrepented of will enter through the gates into the city of God. Manuscript, page 123, 1905. Those who are departing from the faith are at work to undermine the confidence of others and have been thus at work for years. One jot of faith yielded through the weary presentation of the four opens the way for departure from another principle of Bible truth. We have established truth, which is not to be charged by the presentations of medical men. Those who are departing from the faith are at work to undermine the confidence of others and have been thus at work for years. They are going to oppose the work of God. They are increasing in numbers all around us, in the east, in the west, in the north, and in the south. Those who are departing from the faith are at work to undermine the confidence of others and have been thus at work for years. One jot of faith yielded through the weary presentation of the four opens the way for departure from another principle of Bible truth. We have established truth, which is not to be charged by the presentations of medical men. Even though these men may have been greatly honored of God or by the presentations of ministers, even though these ministers may long have preached the truth, not one pin or pillar is to be removed. The straying ones, giving ear to seducing spirits, will have the sympathy and the sustaining indifference of those who know not God, those who have forfeited their allegiance to God, and stand in rebellion against the truth. The straying ones, giving ear to seducing spirits, will have the sympathy and the sustaining influence of those who know not God, those who have forfeited the allegiance to God, and stand in rebellion against the creator of the universe, against the truth. Ministers and doctors may depart from the faith as the word of the Lord declares they will, and as the messages that God has given his servants to declare the will. Thus believers will be given evidence that the word of God, the one he has given, are being fulfilled right among us. Some may make light of these messages, misinterpret them, and say untruthful things, which lead others, other minds astray. Our only hope is in the God of truth. The more plainly the testing truth is brought before the people, the more bitter they will be. The hatred manifested by those who have departed from the faith and giving their attention to the sentiments of Satanist presentations. Letter 19, March 6, 1906. Selected Messages, Volume 3, page 122. As has been foretold in the scriptures, there will be seducing spirits and doctrines of devils in the midst of the church, and this evil influence will increase. But hold fast the beginning of your confidence, firm unto the end. The time is at hand when Satan will work miracles to confirm the belief that he is God. All the people of God are now to stand on the platform of truth as it has been given in the third angel's message. All the pleasant pictures, all the miracles done or wrought will be presented in order that, if possible, the very elect shall be deceived. The only hope for anyone is to hold fast the evidences that have confirmed the truth in righteousness. Let this be proclaimed over and over again until the cross of the earth is historic, when the master of the universe shall come. The perils of the last days are upon us. Devote not precious time in trying to convince those who will change the truth of God into a lie. Whosoever is determined to depart from the faith cannot be held by you, or your reasonings will be as idle tales. Never, Manuscripts Release 61, June 3, 1909. Review and Herald, page 263, volume 5. Never before have I carried so sad a heart as since. I have seen the apostasy of men and women who have had great light and an abundance of evidence of truth for this time. This brings to me a grief that should be spared me in these closing days of the earth's history. But I have no power to change the seductive working of the enemy. The scripture has said that such things will come. I accept the word of the Lord and submit the condition that arise. Letter 266, August 5, 1906. Many have received all the evidence of truth that God will ever give them. They have permitted and encouraged false sentiments, and they have practiced deception to cover up their apostasy. So to cover their own apostasy, what do they do? They misrepresent it. Let's see. Many have received all the evidence of truth that God will ever give them. They have permitted and encouraged false sentiments, and they have practiced deception to cover up their apostasy, covering up. Letter 50, February 6, 1907. In the 24th chapter of Ezekiel, it records a representation that was given to him of the punishment that will come upon all who will refuse the words of the Lord. 24th chapter of Ezekiel. Let's see. Wherefore, thus says the Lord, woe to the bloody city, to the pot whose scum is therein, and whose scum is not gone out of it. Bring it out piece by piece. Let no rot fall upon it. For her blood is in the midst of her. She set it upon the top of a rock. She poured it not upon the ground to cover it with dust. Therefore, thus says the Lord. Sorry. Wherefore, thus says the Lord, woe to the bloody city, to the pot whose scum is therein, and whose scum is not gone out of it. Bring it out piece by piece. Let no rot fall upon it, for her blood is in the midst of her. She set it upon the top of a rock. She poured it not upon the ground to cover it with dust. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, woe to the blood city. I will even make the pile for fire great. Heap no good, kindle the fire, consume the flesh, and spice it well, and let the bones be burned. That's Ezekiel 24. She has wearied herself with lies, and her great scum went not forth out of her. Her scum shall be in the fire. In the filthiness is lewdness, because I have purged thee, and thou was not purged. Thou hast not purged from thy filthiness anymore. Still, I have caused my fury to rest upon thee. I, the Lord, have spoken it. It shall come to pass, and I will do it. I will not go back, neither will I spare, neither will I repent, according to thy ways, and acknowledge to thy doings, shall they judge thee, says the Lord God. Also, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, behold, I take away from thee the desires of thy eyes with a stroke, neither yet with a stroke. Yet neither shalt thou mourn for, nor weep, neither shalt thy tears run down. For bear to cry, make no mourning for the dead. Bind the tire of thy head upon thee, and put on thy shoes upon thy feet, and cover not thy lips, and eat not the bread of men. Eat not the bread of men. So I spake unto the people in the morning, and at even my wife died, and I did in the morning as I was commanded. Also the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, behold, I take away from thee the desire of thy eyes with a stroke. Yet neither shalt thou mourn for, nor weep, neither shalt thy tears run down. For bear to cry, make no mourning for the dead. Bind the tire of thy head upon thee, and put on thy shoes upon thy feet, and cover not thy lips, and eat not the bread of men. So I spake unto the people in the morning. At even, my wife died, And I did it in the morning as I was commanded. And the people said unto me, Wilt thou not tell us what these things are to us, that thou dost so? Then I answered them, The word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Speak unto the house of Israel. Thus says the Lord God, Behold, I profane my sanctuary, the excellence of your strength, the desire of your eyes, and that which your soul pitied, and your sons and your daughters whom you have left shall fall by the sword. And you shall do as I have done. You shall not cover your lips, nor eat the blood of men. And your attire shall be upon your heads, and your shoes upon your feet. You shall not mourn nor weep, but you shall pine away for your iniquities, and mourn one towards another. Thus Ezekiel is unto you a sign, according to all that he has done shall you do. And when this cometh, shall not know that I am the Lord. You shall know that I am the Lord God. Ezekiel 24, verse 6 to 7. Ezekiel 24, verse 9 to 10. Verse 12 to 24. Ellen G. White now gives us this message. Listen carefully. Listen more carefully. I am instructed to present these words before those who have had great light and evidence, but who have walked directly contrary to the light given. The Lord will make the punishment of those who will not receive his admonitions and warnings as broad as the wrong has been. The purposes of those who have tried to cover their wrongs, while they have secretly worked against the purposes of God, will be fully revealed. Truth will be vindicated. God will make manifest that he is God. There is a spirit of wickedness at work in the church that is striving at every opportunity to make void the law of God in the house of God. While the Lord may not punish unto death those who have carried their period to great lengths, the light will never again shine with such convincing power upon the stubborn opposers of truth. Sufficient evidence is given to every soul regarding what is truth and what is error. But the deceptive power of evil upon some is so great that they could not receive the evidence and respond to it by repentance. There is a spirit of wickedness at work in the church that is striving at every opportunity to make void the law of God, even the Seventh-day Adventist church. When the Lord may not punish unto death those who have carried their period to great lengths, the light will never again shine with such convincing power upon the stubborn opposers of truth. Sufficient evidence is given to every soul regarding what is truth and what is error. But the deceptive power of evil upon some is so great that they would not receive the evidence and respond to it by repentance. A long-continued resistance of truth will harden the most impressionable heart. Those who reject the spirit of truth place themselves under the control of a spirit that is opposed to the word and the work of God. For a time, they will continue to teach some phrases of the truth, but their refusal to accept all the light of God sends will after a time place them where they will do the work of a false watchman. The interest of the cause of present truth demands that those who profess to stand on the Lord's side shall bring into exercise all their powers to vindicate the Advent message, the more important message that will ever come to the world. For those who stand as representatives of the present truth to use time and energy now in attempting to answer the questions of the doubting ones will be an unwise use of their time. It will not remove their doubts. The burden of our work now is not to labor for those who, although they have had abundant light and evidence, still continue on the unbelieving side. God bids us give our time and strength to the work of preaching to the people the messages that steered men and women in 1843 and 1844. Instead of going over and over the same ground in the church to establish the faith of those who should never have exerted a doubt regarding the third angel's message, let our efforts be given in marking or making known the truth to those who have never heard it before. God is speaking to his people today as he spoke to Israel through Moses, saying, Who is on the Lord's side is the question. Who is in the Lord's side? Who is in the Lord's side is the question which God is calling. Who is in the Lord's side? My brethren, take your position where God bids you. Leave alone those who after light has been repeatedly given them, have taken a stand on the opposite side. You are not to spend precious time in repeating to them what they already know, and thus lose your opportunities of entering new fields with the message of present truth. Manuscript reads, page 135, July 4, 1907. Get out, take the message of God out to the ends of the world. Brothers and sisters, go out and present the message to the end of the world. During the past night, I have been unable to sleep. My mind has been deeply exercised, and I am now writing, though it is several hours before daylight. My friend, sister, brother, listen to this. I'm about to finish in about 2 minutes' time. But this message is very important. It's the last message which Ellen G. White gave before she died. Okay, it is recorded under... when was it? 1907 and 1908. Very important message for our time. It is very short. Listen to this very carefully. Listen to this very carefully. I wish I could record this one. Okay. Maybe you could give me a moment so that I can record it afresh in another sphere. May God bless you and thank you so much.